One of Our Friends is brought to you by the Four Finger Discount Network.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Joe.
You all know my dad.
Hey, how long are you in the city?
Just for a couple of days. I got a job midtown. I figure I'm better off staying with the kid than hauling my ass back and forth on a ferry. I don't know this one.
Oh, this is my friend Roger.
Hi.
Hey, good to meet you, Roger.
You too, sir.
What happened to the puppet guy?
Dad.
Oh, excuse me. So, Ross, how's the wife? Oh, for two, huh? Chandler, quick, say something funny.
Welcome to the One of Our Friends, the podcast that'll be there for you if you're there for it too. This week we're here to talk about boobs, and more boobs. It is the one with the boobies. I am Dando.
I am Nicola.
I think I may have seen this episode once in the past because I specifically remember Fisher Stevens as Roger. Despicable character who we'll get to in a few moments. But I thought the overall story of this one was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. Yes, all of it.
But before we get into it, thank you to everyone who has tuned into the show this week. I hope you are enjoying the One About Friends podcast. Remember to continue to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find this, and follow us on social media at One About Friends on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We would appreciate support there. Also, if you do enjoy the show, you can support us by becoming a member of the One About Friends family on Patreon. Just head to patreon.com/fourfingerdiscount. All of the shows fall under the Four Finger Discount banner. And I'm sure you enjoy our other shows as well. But this is the One About Friends, the one with the boobies. Yeah, like I was saying, a lot of fun. You know what I've found? We're only 13 episodes in, but with Ross, I feel like less is more. I know he is the guy for the show. The show is based around him, but he was barely in this episode, and I think the episode I enjoyed a lot more because of that. I think I find the Chandler stories the most fun up to this point. What do you reckon?
Well, I think actually all of the running stories in this one were pretty fun. So different. And with the extra characters, like meeting Joey's dad, obviously Phoebe had sort of a boyfriend. So I just think it was like really nice, like bringing a couple of extra characters in and just all of the concurrent storylines, you know, running at the same time. I thought it was quite good. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Seinfeld formula where they have four different stories, but they all intertwine, but it feels organic as well.
Yeah.
You touched on Joey's dad coming. Apparently this is the first time and only time that Joey's dad and mum appear.
That's it. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. Sisters in a later episode. Couple of episodes that like a sister and then a couple of and the rest of the sisters are in a party episode. Mm-hmm. So
it's a shame because they were very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
They did a great job, particularly his mum.
Yeah,
there's a lot of comedy you could have had there and with the dad, and the fact that she sort of accepts that she's happier with him being happier.
Yeah,
she doesn't care. There's so much you can do with that. And they just
It's like, so I think, the Gellers, the parents were back a few times. Rachel's mum was back a few times. And Phoebe's birth mum, you know, was in recurring a few times as well. So, and obviously Chandler's parents. So, yeah, I suppose his mum and dad, yeah, both in varying degrees. So, yeah, it's interesting that Joey's parents only sort of, there's lots of mention of them, but.
They actually tackled a similar story. They sort of repeated the story here in Will and Grace. Remember when Will's dad has is it Tina? The one that goes, she like laughs all the time.
No, I do not know that at all.
I remember watching it with you. Would if I showed you a picture. But it's almost like the exact same story. But they kept that going. You see her numerous times. Mm. And you see her having to sort of deal with, I'm the mistress. Even though the wife knows it, I'm the mistress, and having to come to terms with that.
In terms of everyone else's perspective, I'm the mistress. Yeah, I'm the bad guy or whatever.
Having to live with that. I thought they could have delved into
that. But I thought that
this.
All of them, like Ronnie was very funny, the wife was very funny, the dad was very funny in their own way. Like, you know, you left your good hair at my place and stuff like that. Just very innocently caring, like clearly 6 years in, and she cared for him, you know, sweet. So
I actually thought it was good to
not
see.
Not that I condone mistresses, FYI.
Anymore? Or... I actually thought it was nice to see some maturity from the character of Joey.
Yeah,
because we haven't yet. Yeah. I know you do later on in the show, but this one, the way he dealt with the affair, he was angry, but he saw them. And as they say, and they tackle it a few times in this episode, how you have to see your parents as people as opposed to your parents.
Yeah.
And that's how Joey sort of saw this. He goes, okay, this is just a guy who, you know, he's made a mistake, but he doesn't go over the top with it. He's just like, how can I fix this?
Yeah.
But you know that if he didn't go to his mum, he would have gone to his mum and it would have escalated. But by doing so, he's ruined everything, hasn't he? I thought it was a good spin. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I know. 100. Well, I mean, I don't remember the first time I watched the episode, but I clearly do know this spin is coming now because I've watched it 79 times.
Yes, they do get the most out of, I think, the dad in particular anyway, even in the final scene with the shower and stuff like
that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I liked his reaction. So,
hello, dear. That one in the shower. Yes.
but he also says that to Rachel when she first walks in.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does.
Imagine being in a room and someone walks in and goes, I'm about to see this guy naked. He's like, am I supposed to stop this?
Well, yeah, I know, exactly. Well, he wasn't really paying attention, I think, when Rachel went into the bathroom. Yeah. But when, obviously, she came out and that whole thing that ensued was like, Chandler, you were meant to be in there with your thing. Well, my thing was with me. And, you know, the confusion on his face was quite funny.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned this guy at the start, Roger. He's a very, very hateful. I mean, he's very easy to hate, I guess you could say. He's not hateful.
Yeah, not hateful,
he's
yeah.
He's easy to hate. Oh, he's kind of hateful at the end, but he's easy to hate. Is Roger, played by Fisher Stevens, known to many 90s kids, even though it was a 1986 film and 1988 sequel, Short Circuit with Johnny Five, the robot. He is known for playing Ben in that film. And I pointed this out to you recently because we've been watching Law and Order, and he played a character on Law and Order. Mm. He's not Indian.
No.
But he played an Indian.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and so when he auditioned for that role in Short Circuit, it was a white character.
Oh, right.
And then they changed the character to an Indian character. Why, I don't know, just a bit more of a stereotype. But they didn't think to recast it. They just said to him, can you play an Indian? He was like, well, it was one of my first roles in a major film, so I thought, well, I'm not going to say no. I need this gig. So he sort of took classes on how to speak Indian, how to get the accent, brown-faced himself. And
yeah, no, you said, I remember when you told me that. I mean, it just wouldn't and it would not go down today.
You can understand why that film isn't played very often anymore and yet hear many people talking about it.
I don't think I've watched it.
But it's a real shame because I loved it as a kid. I wasn't aware. I thought this guy was an Indian. He as racist as it might sound, he played an Indian well, as silly as that sounds, right? He looked and he even did interviews with Indian comedians recently where they said, I grew up thinking this was an Indian portrayal in a major film. I loved it because of that.
Right.
And as I got older, I realized, wait a minute, he was just a white guy pretending to be an Indian and hated it as a result.
That with the makeup and everything. Yeah. Like that just,
it's really bad. Okay. But Short Circuit, put that aside, a really good film. I love Short Circuit. It's one of my favorite films of all time. It's just a shame it's got that black cloud floating over it now because of it. But Fisher Stevens in this character as Roger did a great job.
Yeah, I know, 100%. In the start, you're like, oh, yes, this guy's just really good at his job. And then the more it went on, he's stirring that pot big time.
Yeah, look, like the fake, I feel like he was even like the fake laughter when he's like, you're so funny. I feel like he was just pretending to laugh so he could hit him with the humor bit.
Yeah, I hate
how
to be there.
The intimacy issues. And then later on, as you can see, like you said, it's like he was having fun.
Going around each character and analysing them and all the rest of it. Yeah, I think the only one that didn't get analyzation. No, what is it? Yeah, who wasn't analyzed was Joey, right?
Yeah. He's too busy with his mum and his dad. But like even with Rachel, he gets her crying and he goes, right, we're going
to
go, Phoebe.
I know, exactly. Switches off. He's able to switch off because, you know, he's a professional, if you like. Mm. But yeah, it's people's lives he's messing with.
He's always right. He's got to be in control. Even there was like that last scene where Phoebe says, I've got to tell you something. He's going to lay down on his lap. I'm like, you're such a pretentious wanker.
I know. And then clearly he does care if they like him. That's why he went off in the way he did. Very immature, very not balanced and just,
Let's get into our favourite moments of this episode. What did you like the most about the one with the boobies, besides the boobies?
Oh, yes. Well, pretty much, I mean, there's some, Chandler moments for sure. And even just Chandler's face at seeing Rachel's boobs in the cold open was just like the facial expressions he pulled was just like, this is just guys seeing boobs, right? It's just like, oh, my God. So I thought that was quite good. Favourite quote, tit for tat. I mean, I used to use it all the time when I was like in England, not in anywhere near the same context, but I thought
I was going to say, whose pee-pee were you trying to see?
Nobody's pee-pee. I thought it was really sweet. A couple of things that when Joey was first finding out about the mistress, obviously taking the phone, I was like, hey, Dad, did you know this isn't Ma? Like, you know, that was very sweet. But then later when they were talking about it a bit more, they were actually cooking sort of, I assume, some sort of pasta sauce or something together. And it was just really sweet how, you know, they were stirring the mushrooms in and stuff like that. And then he sort of gave it to his dad to taste and things. So they're still doing that kind of, you know, home life stuff. I thought that was just a really tender moment.
That's what I was saying. You took it in a very mature way, which is we haven't seen this side of the character yet in the show.
Yeah. And then I think, and then when he sort of did, his mum did come over later, I thought that was quite fun.
She was very much, she She like owned that role.
She did. So she walked in, and I love it how she just pushed that sleep sofa down and like made it click. It's like, yep, she made that look easy. I mean, Ronnie, very funny. Lots of reference to nips, obviously. Cheese nips. Did you notice?
Oh, I didn't pick up on cheese
nip. And then Chandler was like, oh, I'd go for a nip. So I thought that was quite good.
I wonder if of course I'll go for that. Yeah,
yes, and there was one other one. Rog at the end was like, these huge cups, they may as well have nipples on them.
Yeah,
everything. So they threw in some nips in there. So I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, surprised that I, of all people, missed all these things.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, where was your head?
It was all Chandler in this episode. Yeah. Besides, there was a couple of dad moments, but I liked the, she has to see your pee-pee. Just use the pause and then, yeah, I don't see that happening. I was like, if this happened to me, that's exactly what I'd be like. I'd be like, you're going to see my pee-pee, no.
But I also thought, actually, speaking of Chandler, when Joey was like, oh, look, I keep seeing girls on top of girls, and he's like, you know, are they end-to-end or stacked four like pancakes? I thought that was quite funny.
I thought they were going to go for a gay joke there because he's talking about girls on girls. I thought they were like, Chandler was going to say, we ain't doing any of that. They say, like, guys on guys. That's what I thought that was
right,
heading.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was in that exact scene, that was my next, and this, I actually paused because I was actually laughing out loud. And that has not happened yet in all of Friends, where I've literally gone, that's awesome. Where, you know, I just can't sleep in my underwear. Well, you're gonna.
100%. You're gonna. Like,
that was so fucking funny. The way he delivered that, well, you're gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good stuff. If you're a fan of everything we do here at The One About Friends, you can support the show on Patreon, where not only will you get early ad-free access to the show, but you also get access to hours of bonus podcasts, access to our exclusive Facebook community, and so much more. So join the One About Friends family today at patreon.com/fourfingerdiscount. Link is in the description of this podcast.
5 correct questions wins the game. The lightning round begins now.
All right, it is time now for some trivia, but Nicola, of course, it means we need to read out the names of our beloved patrons before we get into them because they bring you this show each and every week. We're going to start off now. We're going to do it a little bit differently, guys. I'm going to be reading out a couple of patrons and Nicola's going to read out all the $20 patrons. So we're going to kick off with our $100 patron of the month, Mr. Elliot J. O'Neill from the Simpsons Index podcast. If you're a fan of the Simpsons, check them out. The Simpsons Index podcast. Guy and myself were on there a few weeks ago, late last year. You'll have a hell of a good time listening to that one, the Simpsons Index podcast. Also, shout out to our man, Andrew Zer, our $50 patron of the month. Every month, chucks us $50, and we love you so much for it. So, all right, Nicola, take it away. Read out the names of all of our $20 patrons.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try and pronounce everybody's name correctly. We've got Jordan Molman, Richie, Christopher Darby, Jonathan Rossi, Zach Pruitt, Timothy Burleson, George McMenemy, Stephen Roberts, Sean Deavy, Pete Anderson, Plain Old Matt, Andrew Davis, Ryan Dunlap, Jared Howard, Kevin Dental Plan Flood, Joel Yoland, Katie G, Daniel Kotnick, Shannon Hofer, Reese Roberts, Bella Winderbank, Tom Pickering, Mark Boston Burgess, Declan Phoenix, Jack McFadden, Heath Appleby, Preston Murray, and Adric McLeod.
Yay!
All right, thank you so much, guys, for your ongoing support. There you go. You got an English accent reading out your names this week. Hope you guys enjoy that one.
I hope to God I said most of their names correctly. I do apologize if I did not.
There was a few outtakes there, but we got through it.
Brendan will spin those on an outtakes show later.
All right, trivia. What's your first question, Nicola?
Here we go. I've got a few. What is Ronnie's surname?
Damn. I did not write that down. What was it? I know when she said it, but...
Rapalano.
Rapalano. I knew it was My first question is, what does Ronnie offer?
Pet mortician services.
No.
Oh, a cheese nip.
Yeah,
sorry.
Cheese nip.
So not her paid work, right? Sure, yeah. A snack. A cheese nip. Yeah.
She's a taxidermist, right?
Well, yeah. Pet mortician is what she said, but that is a taxidermist. Yeah. Yeah, same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought mortician... Is mortician a taxidermist, is it? I thought mortician was more like the morgue.
I don't know. She said pet mortician in this, so that's what I...
But I thought that'd just be like... Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
doesn't matter.
Then it does sound like taxidermy. She's stuffing pets' carcasses. Yep.
Yeah, anyway. Your next question.
Speaking of the pet's carcasses, what are two of the positions that Ronnie named besides laid out like they're asleep?
So there's like one where it's like leaning backwards.
What might that be?
I don't know. No idea. What is it?
Chasing the tail.
Chasing the tail. Okay. And I have nothing else for you.
Jumping to catch a frisbee. I did a live reenaction of that for anyone that is in this room.
And Chandler wants to be looking for his keys.
Yes, yeah.
My next question is, what does Joey's mother bring over? What food?
It had chicken in it,
yeah.
Some groceries, and put the chicken in the fridge.
I was like, yeah. It's got chicken, put it in the fridge. Yeah. It's just like a passing comment. It was just made it so authentic. Yeah, next question.
I have two, I actually got four questions. Okay. So I didn't know. I always like to do an extra one in case we double up, because sometimes we do. What was Joey eating out of the jar after he found out about his dad?
Was it peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yes. And what did Chandler take out of the fridge in the opening scene? What was he going to get out of the fridge?
Oh, a drink?
Yeah, what kind of drink?
Like orange juice or something?
It was a juice box.
Oh, that's right. And I saw the straw. I remember that. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was purely so that when he sees it, he can squeeze it and it goes everywhere.
Ah, yes.
It's just a little thing good like that. It adds to the scene, but you're not really paying attention, but it made the scene
I remember
better.
Seeing the juice box now. It's white. I do remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My final question. So when Rachel was having her session with Dr. Rog, depending on how much you were listening to, depends on how in-depth we'll go in the question. But what was she talking about?
Weebles.
Yeah. And she mentioned two kind of play sets, possibly, that the Weebles she was talking. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Cruise ship?
Very good. And the Weeble Play Palace was the other one. Finally, though, little extra. What did the Weebles cruise ship come with?
Patio chairs?
No.
Deck chairs?
No.
No, what was it?
A lifeboat for the Weebles to wobble about.
That's right, lifeboats. All right.
Just some little details.
Yes, that is trivia for the one with the boobies. By the way, guys, if you do have any questions for us, hit us up in the mailbag, friendsmailbag@gmail.com. We'll be getting to some questions later in the podcast. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll get into our review of the episode. Good news, everyone! Yes, everyone's favourite podcast from the year 3000 has returned. It's Tales of Futurama, available exclusively for Four Finger Discount patrons. Starting all the way back at Space Pilot 3000, we're reviewing every episode of Futurama as we sink back a cool, refreshing can of delicious Slurm. So be sure to sign up today, or else Bender might tell you to
bite my shiny metal ass.
Tales of Futurama, available now at patreon.com/fourfingerdiscount. This message proudly brought to you by the Hypnotoad. Are you tired of listening to people talk about something and would just rather hear two losers talk about nothing? Well, look no further than Talking Seinfeld, our podcast discussing every episode of the number one show of the 90s. Talking Seinfeld is available now for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. The original air date of The One with the Boobies was January 19th, 1995.
Oh, is that a bit spooky? That's only like 3 days ago. Yeah, it's almost the 18-year anniversary.
28th, actually. 28 years ago.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I can't do math.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Holy shit.
Is it 28?
Must be, because we're 2023, and it was... yeah.
Jesus, it is 28. I corrected you. Then I was like, wait a minute, that can't be right. No, it's right. Yeah. 28 years ago. Jeez, Jiminy Cricket. All right, it was directed by Alan...
This is what happens, by the way, guys, when you're parents, you turn everything into, ooh, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, we get old. Directed by Alan Meyerson. Now, I've always been a dad. I've always had dad jokes. And written by Alexa Young. The episode kicks off with the cold open, which sets up the entire episode. Sometimes these are just unrelated, but this one sets up the whole episode. Chandler going for a juice box in the girl's apartment. He sees Rachel's boobies. Now, there's a couple of shots here. If you're looking at him in the fridge, did you notice in the mirror in the back
and
you can
Rachel,
see it?
Yeah,
serious side boob happening there.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that. I just saw her in the mirror drying her hair.
I was like, wow, she's really not wearing a top in that scene. And then she comes out and she obviously covers herself up. Normally, you'd be like, okay, well, she's obviously wearing a bra or something like that. Mm. If you freeze frame it, nope, she ain't wearing nothing. She may have been wearing tassels because it was sort of blurry, but there is nothing. She is just
probably
like,
not tassels, darling. That probably isn't what she.
What's just
some kind of like you know,
cover.
like the chicken breast sticky boob things or something. Like
yeah,
that.
She was must have been wearing something, but there was no bra. It was just boobs out. Yeah, which I guess adds to the scene, which is good. I wonder if they filmed that in front of an audience though.
I wonder exactly the same thing. Yeah, probably not.
I don't reckon they would have. Nah.
Maybe just played it or something to get the reaction. Or
yeah, definitely. But she's got the see-through blanket, so you can still see her nipplia area.
Nipula. Uh-oh, there's a child making noise. I thought it's nipula. I don't know why.
Nipula. What? Does it really matter? Tomato.
Well, I think it's nipula.
I can bite my hair at crime, baby.
Nipplar. I don't know. I thought it was nipula.
All right, you go deal with those screaming babies. We'll be returning in just a moment. Can you hear that out there, listeners? This is what we're going to do on a nightly basis here at One of Our Friends. Deal with the screaming babies, but we love it. We love being parents. And our dog Jet has just entered the room. Jetty Pumba, nearly 10 years old, Jetty Pumba. We'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary in just a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll speak about that when Nicola returns. Anyway, I'm going to take a drinks break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, my God. It's like she can sense podcast night.
Oh, we're back. I didn't even realize I was too busy perusing my Facebook feed on my phone. We're back?
We're back.
All righty.
She's got a sixth sense about podcast night, and she's like, yo, this is the night.
Did she want the boobies?
Well, surprisingly, she, yeah, actually asked for milk, which is very unusual. She never does so.
Sure, she does, just not at this point. It's early.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, she doesn't through the night anymore.
No. All right. Anyway, where were we up to? Where were we up to? Talking about how to spell Nipplia. Nipplia.
You're saying it weird, Nipplia.
Oh, whatever.
Let's get in. Nipplia. It's not ear.
The intro plays. We
is
get
it
to,
ears on nipples?
Anyway. We cut to Central Perk, and Phoebe is showing off Roger. She thinks, you know, he. Tell him about the woman that thinks things are other things, and I'm just going to discuss it.
I don't get this joke either, by the way. His phone rings and she takes a shower. Yeah. I don't get that at all, but anyway.
Yeah, maybe it makes her do something. Who knows? But yeah, he's just obviously a pretentious douchebag. You know. Anyway, she's so proud of him. I was like, really? You're proud of this guy? But it's funny. I'm not trying to pigeonhole any psychiatrist here. But you can imagine someone like Roger would, he knows how to manipulate people. He knows how to get out of them. So he knows how to sort of play the role of what Phoebe would want. He knows what someone like Phoebe would want, and he plays that character.
Mm.
And then it all comes out at the end that he's the opposite of what he's been pretending to be.
Yeah.
But then like they ask if they'll do it on the couch. And do girls have conversations like this, like weird kinky things like that? For example, someone that's dating a cop, it's like, you're going to get dressed in his uniform, that kind of stupid shit.
I mean, like, maybe, like, early days, but probably not now. Like, I think it's probably different. Like, the friends that you grow up with when you're first dating someone new, you know, you might say something silly like that, which is probably at the stage that they're at. But I think now if I just met a new person, like, generally the people we hang out, you know, other parents of other children and things, it's like they might have been married for 7 years. I don't think my go-to would be, oh, right, so he's a cop. Have you used, you know,
handcuffs?
Has the sex, you know? Like, that's not where I'm going with my questions.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Oh, yes. Could I have one of
those? No, I'm sorry. We're all out of those. Anybody else?
Okay.
Did I miss something?
Oh, she's still upset because I saw her boobies.
Well, what were you doing seeing her boobies?
It was an accident. Not like I was across the street with a telescope and a box of donuts.
Okay, can we change the subject, please?
Yeah, because hello, these are not her boobies. These are her breasts.
Okay, Phoebs, I was hoping for more of a change.
You know, I don't know why you're so embarrassed. They were very nice boobies.
Nice? They were nice. I mean, that's it. I mean, mittens are nice.
Okay, rock, hard place, me. you're so funny. He's really funny.
I wouldn't want to be there when the laughter stops.
The word boobies.
I know.
Is it immature to you? Boobies?
Just boobs is fine, right?
Boobs, yeah. I think boobs is like the mature version of boobies, right? When you say boobies, it's just like,
I know, but they're also younger than we are now. They're supposedly, the characters are
not in real life, the characters are.
Well, I know exactly the characters, so.
Yeah. But I just love that. Oh, well, you know, I wasn't with a telescope and a box of donuts. But then we get Roger with the fake laugh, and I was like, oh, get this guy off my screen already. I hate this guy.
Which is a good theme for the whole, yeah.
I also really like this. This seems to be a moment that appears in a lot of clip shows. I could be wrong, but maybe I've just seen this moment a lot somewhere. But Rock, hard place, me.
I know, I like, yeah, I've got that written down as one of my good moments.
It feels very over the top and forced, and I can see if people who didn't like Friends for the Chandler comedy watch this and go, it's too over the top, but I just think Matthew Perry just plays the role so well.
I thought it was great. Yeah, I thought it was really funny, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and so does Roger, apparently.
I would probably use that in real life.
Roger pretends to find him hilarious just so he can drop the whole, you know, he has intimacy issues, and was it? I wouldn't want to be there when the laughter stops.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be like,
I know. Whoa.
And he's got intimacy issues and uses humor to keep people at a distance. And he knows all about his childhood, his textbook. Then Joey arrives with his dad. Who played his dad, by the way? I need to look this up. Played by Robert Costanzo. That's a good name. Robert Costanzo.
Not Costanza, like George.
Nah, not George at all. No, Robert Costanzo. Yeah, he does a great job as Joey's dad, as we were saying here. He walks in and poor guy. He hasn't seen anyone for a while.
I know. But also, like, knowing that, you know, Phoebe's like, this is my friend Roger. You wouldn't be like, I mean, it's such a dad thing to do that. Oh, what happened to the other guy?
Yeah, the puppet guy, who apparently gets mentioned later on, the puppet guy. Apparently they discuss him in conversations.
I don't
in later
remember
episodes.
That, but yeah.
But because she seems very just like, oh, no, don't worry about him. But then.
Well, awkward. This is my current boyfriend. Don't talk about my ex.
And it would seem, you would sort of say, well, how would he not know that Ross has been divorced? But you don't tell your parents about.
They might not. It depends how close they are. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then Chandler, say something funny. That was a really good way to end that scene.
Go. I miss you too. I love you, but it's getting real late now.
Hey, Ma. Listen, I made the appointment with Dr. Bazita and... Excuse me? Did you know this isn't Ma?
Now, when it cuts to him saying her name was Ronnie, I'm like, all I could think of was, I know it's not the exact same name. She went to junior high with me. So I was like, her name was Lonnie.
Oh, was it Lonnie, was it? Oh, I thought it was like...
Isn't it Lonnie? Hang on. City High, what would you do? What are the lyrics here?
I know, we literally talked about the song the other day for something different too, didn't we?
It's one of the most underrated songs of all time. I love this song. Let's get the lyrics up. Boys and girls want to hear a true story.
Saturday night when I was at a real wild party.
They had a look at funny. Her name was Lonnie.
Lila.
Lonnie. Her name
oh,
was
not
Lonnie.
Lila. Oh.
Her name was Lonnie. No, her name was Lonnie. He said, her name was Ronnie. And I was like, her name is Lonnie. She went to junior high. I was waiting for someone to say he went to junior high with
me. Swear I've said Lila all these years. No. Her name was Lila. She went to junior high with me.
It sounds nothing like Lila.
Maybe Lila's in the song somewhere else.
No. Her name was Lonnie. He literally says Lonnie. Anyway, doesn't matter. You might have heard it wrong, but I just, in my head, I was like.
People make up lyrics all the time.
They do, yeah. But when he's like, my name is Ronnie, I'm like, did she go to junior high with him? Like, that's all I could think of in my head. Oh, no, that's just 90s kids for you. By the way, let us know, listeners, is that or is that not a great song? I've never met a person in my life.
It was actually on the radio only about 3 weeks ago. I was on the way home from picking the kids up at daycare.
It's like people rediscovering, like, wait a minute, this song was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was on the radio and the kids are just in the backseat and mum's just like, I've got it cranking, kids. You are listening to me sing this.
They had
like,
the liquor overflow in the cup.
Yeah. And Elliot's just like, can we listen to Muppet Babies, please? In a minute.
Mum's getting down. So he brings up the nice childhood memory so he doesn't think he's a terrible guy. They're going to the Navy Yard and all the big ships. Then he asks him, have you ever been in love? And he's like, I don't know. Then you haven't. I thought it was
very subtly
real.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. He says he's in love with two different women. Please tell me one of them. Ma, of course it is. Then Joey is telling his friends he's all sad about it. And he says, you know, I think Rachel says, why do parents become people? I think it's Rachel that says that. Then Chandler's just staring at her breasts. And I thought this was going to be the moment where he says, you guys can see that, right? And then Monica goes, duh, because that's later on, isn't it? Yeah. But I thought this was going to be the setup for that. Yeah, like, you could see that? Yeah. But that's also a very funny moment. Ross then says, well, it's time I guess you have to now show her your pee-pee.
Yeah, there's only one thing for it. Like, he's going to provide a really mature solution. Well.
Why can't you stop staring at my breasts?
What? What?
Did you not get a good enough look the other day?
All right. We're all adults here. There's only one way to resolve this. Since you saw her boobies, I think you're going to have to show her your pee-pee.
You know, I don't see that happening.
Come on, he's right. Tit for tat.
Well, I'm not showing you my tat.
Then Phoebe and Raj arrive, and I was like, oh man, this guy. It's like he was just, because he, as he explains at the end, he sees this group as dysfunctional. He just saw them as his playthings.
Yeah.
He was so excited to go see them just so he could fuck with them.
Yeah, but did he really think that as he fucked with them, they would still like him?
I don't think he cared. I really don't think he cared. I think in his mind.
Another child?
Or was it the same child?
Same one.
Ugh. All right, we'll be back. But then Chandler explains to his friends how he hates that guy. Who's he explain it to? He just says, I hate that guy. It's one of the
And Ross is just like, oh, so he's a little analytical and sort of brushes it off. But then it's Ross's turn.
Yes, it's Ross's turn to be analysed. And
I married a lesbian to make you look good.
Basically, yeah, he's trying to say that he married someone so he knew the wedding was going to split up.
Marriage was going to fail,
be a divorce, so he would make up for overshadowing his sibling. That's where Monica's intrigued. Yeah. What do you mean about this? And he's like, I don't feel guilty for her failures. He's basically just turning everyone against each other and then just leaves with a big smile on his face. I married a lesbian to make you feel good. Then Rachel's talking about the Weebles, and then he leaves for a movie, and he gives her like 3 seconds, like, Phoebes, we've got to go.
What a knob.
Yeah, I'm just going to be, what a douchebag. And then, Mon, easy on the cookies, they're food, not love. I'm like,
If you said that to me, I'd fucking throw them at you as well.
I was just going here, imagine if I said this to Nicola.
Yeah. I'd kill you with them.
I actually don't want to imagine that at all, because I don't think we would be married for much
longer. But I think that my Tim Tams do love me.
Well, yeah, there's less. Yeah, anyway. Ronnie is now at the front, and here's the woman they ordered. And then Joey's just speechless. She's there because she wants to give Big Joey, his dad's name's Joey as well, gives him his good hair because he's got the interview the next
it's
day
very
or something.
Sweet, really. Yeah. Like, yeah.
She doesn't seem like a bad person.
No.
I know. And they've been going for 6 years, and the mum knows about it, but it's odd that they've never met. But yeah. I guess.
Well, you wouldn't be bringing the mistress home to meet the wife, would you?
We're supposed to believe that he knows that she knows, right? I don't know, it's a whole friends thing. He
not
knows
at this
that she
point,
knows,
but
I don't
think
know.
Afterwards. So probably at this point.
I guess because now, because Joey says you've got to come clean, so he thinks that he's getting away with it.
Yeah.
Coming up with the bad excuses, of course. Yeah. But his mum is aware, but she doesn't care. But yeah, she
which is very funny.
She doesn't seem like a horrible person, but she's doing a horrible thing.
Yeah, and well, but they both are really, like, you know, it's all right to say, oh, I'm in love with two different women. That's a bit of a knob.
Yeah. I mean, you can be, but you don't play them together.
No. Can't be sleeping with both of them.
No.
Look, I shouldn't have come. I better get going. I don't want to miss the last train.
No, hon. I don't want you taking that thing this morning.
Oh, where am I going to stay? Here?
Whoa-ho. We'll go to a hotel.
Go to a hotel?
No, you won't.
No, we won't.
If you go to a hotel, you'll be doing stuff. I want you right here where I can keep an eye on you.
You're going to keep an eye on us.
That's right, mister. And I don't care how old you are. As long as you're under my roof, you're going to live by my rules. And that means no sleeping with your girlfriend.
Wow. He's strict.
Now, Dad, you'll be in my room. Ronnie, you can stay in Chandler's room.
Thanks. You're a good kid.
Come on, I'll show you to my room. That sounds so weird when it's not followed by no thanks, it's late.
Nicola, tell the story of how you waited a lifetime, I'll say a lifetime, like 20 years, to tell your dad about the television remote.
I know. What was it again? So, I forget now. But did you want to put something on? And I was like, no.
Yeah, because when you were younger, you said that your
We wanted to watch that, didn't we? Yeah, we wanted to watch something, didn't we? And
it was the Walking Dead.
Yeah, app. Yeah. And he literally like sat in the kitchen in the dark, like facing the other way, like on his iPad or something, just to like, I don't know.
He sulked.
Prove a point, yeah.
Because he knew he had nothing. Funny. But Nicola, basically you wanted to watch something when you were a kid. And he said, my TV.
Yeah, my house, my rules, my TV, my remote, my remote, all of that. Yeah.
And then we're watching Walking Dead, and he's like, I'm not watching zombie shows. And you're like, ha, ha, he's up, buddy. Yeah. And you were so smug about it too. And he got real angry.
Well, he got over it. You know, he's forgiven me since then.
He wasn't on his iPad. He literally just sat in the dark.
Yeah,
he
it didn't was even very have an iPad. Bizarre. Oh, I thought he had a phone or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure he was on something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I actually commented to talk. I was like, Ray, you can put the light on, you know.
I know. It was kind of like, yeah, this light from this device. Or laptop maybe, because he likes to play his games on his laptop.
Because I thought that he went to bed. And then he's just sitting in the dark.
Facing away from us too. Like he was just, yeah. I'm not watching this rubbish.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan of The Walking Dead, sorry.
Chandler decides to show Ronnie to his room. It's weird that it's not followed by a no thanks, it's late. And Joey says, yeah, you know, you have to come clean with Ma. Joey is now uncomfortable on the couch with Chandler because of the underwear. And as I said, great
that
moment.
That was very funny, yeah.
Well, you're gonna. And then Joey's starting to have second thoughts about himself. He thinks, well, look at my dad. Maybe I'm not
Did
gonna...
you catch the funny that Chandler said there as well, though?
Maybe. What was
about
that?
Being married?
No.
So Joey's like, oh, you know, I want to think that when I meet the perfect woman, I'm going to be able to, you know, like give up this life of, you know, one night stands, like whatever. And Chandler's like, honestly, I know it, mate. When you meet her, you're going to have the goodwill to turn around and say, no, thanks, I'm married.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
He's not married to the woman of his dreams.
But apparently that is a line that he eventually uses, Chandler, to, is it Wendy? The one with Tulsa?
Yeah, the one with the Christmas ham or whatever.
Yeah, she's flirting with him. Is it Selma Blair plays that role?
Could be. I don't know the actress's name, but that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I can see her face now. I just don't know if that's the right name.
Yeah, but so Chandler ends up saying that to her. So Chandler ends up being a good guy.
Yeah, and then actually funny to that episode where she was like, well, I'm married too. And he's like, no, I'm happily married. She's like, oh, what's that like?
Then what is that like, Nicola?
I was trying to come back with something funny. It's pretty wonderful.
I was just telling the listeners when you walked out before that we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Mama's got a celebratory Friday off, Friday the 17th, which is 2 days after our anniversary. But
where are you going?
No, me and you are spending the day together, date day. So we're going to like, I don't know, we're going to brunch, we're going to lunch, we're going to dinner, we're going to drink our way through the afternoon. I hope it's sunny.
Have you already spoken with my parents? They're watching the kids?
It's daycare.
But how are we going to pick up the kids if you're drinking throughout the day?
Look, yeah, we'll get to that. I'll sort something out.
Call a cab or Uber them. Me for Elliot and Holly. Holly's like, no worries, mate. I'm in the front.
I'll tell you where to go, to get to our place.
Elliot would be able to tell you, I reckon.
No, Hollywood.
If I go a wrong street, different street, Elliot's like, that's not the way to daycare.
The other day, what did we do first? We dropped off the car for a service and he's like, this isn't the way to daycare. We're like, this is a long way to daycare. I'm like, it's actually not. It's just up around the corner, but he sort of couldn't place the direction.
Then he was like, can we go the long way? It's like, the longer I have to keep this drive going, the least amount of time I have to spend at daycare.
Oh, bless him.
But then Ronnie, she introduces herself at the girls' apartment as the mistress. I was like, well, at least she can acknowledge that.
Like, I'm Ronnie, and they're all still like, yeah, but who? The mistress. Oh, yeah, well, we know who you are. Come on in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we haven't heard your name before. So she says that Chandler's using her shower or Joey's shower. So Joey said that she can use their shower. Mm. And then Rachel says she's going to prepare to see the PP. It's PP time. I was like, it's kind of like role reversal here. This would be such a this episode would get cancelled if she walked in on Chandler being naked and then the rest of the episode he wanted to walk in on her in the shower.
Mm.
Not wouldn't fly.
No, not, I mean, I know what you're saying, but like fly. It is just very lighthearted humor.
It is light humor because it's a girl doing it. I'm not getting on like a soapbox or anything, but imagine.
But then they did it back. Like Joey came looking for Rachel to get him back and it was Monica in there and then Monica went looking. They kind of did it all ways.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and it was received as funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I didn't see this creepy either. Yeah, I guess so.
But I know what you said. Maybe if the main storyline was not, I saw, you know.
Her whole sort of story for the episode was, well, now I want to, like, if it was a channel saying, well, now I want to see your tits. Like, that's the story of the episode.
But they never said that. Like, they were a little bit more tasteful. I know what you're saying. And not forceful. Like, well, kind of like I'm going to revenge. But it wasn't like, I'm going to, you know, hold you against your will so I can see your tits. Like, that's not what it was about. It was just about, like, you know,
it was always
a cheeky flash.
It was clever on their part to always use childish terms to describe things like pee-pee and tit for tat and boobies. I know they say breasts at one point, but they don't use derogatory terms.
Yeah.
It's just all childish stuff to sort of say, I know this is kind of, you know, a little bit weird, but it's all childish good fun, you know, just want to see each other naked. What are you going to do about it?
But also we must remember it's not real. So, I mean, you know, we can't.
But it just seemed, you're right when you say Joey. I didn't actually think about that when I was watching that scene, but I just thought at that moment, I'm like, if Chandler was going, all right, it's time to see Rachel's boobs. And then he went to the other apartment and was just like, all right, guys, it just seemed like it would be taken in a different way. Maybe,
luckily it wasn't. So
yeah, it doesn't matter. So she goes across to see it. But unfortunately, she walks in and sees Joey. I'm assuming she doesn't look down. She just sees this Joey and just runs out.
It's funny, isn't it? I know. Like, how much of a look are they really getting in this moment?
But, Chandler Bing, it's time to see your thing. But his thing was with him in his bedroom. Then we're back at Central Perk and Phoebe invites the gang to Roger's dinner thing. And it's very awkward because they all hate him. And for once, I was like, yeah, I can agree with you guys here. This guy is a bit of a knob.
Yeah, I can understand she's just been, you know,
It would be an annoying situation to really like some guy, but
he showed his true colours. You see, he'd clearly shown his true colours. Or she didn't recognise his true colours when he was analysing her friends. But when it sort of got to that, you know, little spat outburst, it was like, they're your true colours. Yeah.
Yeah. But it would be annoying to, if you think you found the right person and all of your friends are like, yeah, we don't like that guy.
It's happened to me.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, with a guy.
You stuck it out. Joey's mum then comes to yell at him, which was not what he expected. Just even
I know.
There's chicken in there. Put it away. I really love that. Such a mum thing.
Hold on. You knew?
Of course I knew. What do you think? Your father is no James Bond. You should have heard some of his cover stories. I'm sleeping over at my accountant's. I mean, what is that? Please.
So then, how could you?
Do you remember how your father used to be? Always yelling. Nothing made him happy. Nothing made him happy. Nothing. Not that wood shop. Not those stupid little ships in the bottle. Nothing. Now he's happy. I mean, it's nice. He has a hobby.
Ma, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but what the hell are you talking about? And what about you?
Me? I'm fine. Look, honey, in an ideal world, there'd be no her and your father would look like Sting. And I'll tell you something else. Ever since that poodle stuffer came along, he's been so ashamed of himself that he's been more attentive. He's been more loving. It's like every day's our anniversary.
I'm happy for you.
Well, don't be. Because now everything's screwed up. I just want it the way it was.
Ma, I'm sorry. I just did what I thought you'd want.
Oh, I know you did, Cookie. Oh, I know you did. So tell me. Did you see her?
Yeah. You're 10 times prettier than she is.
That's sweet. Could I take her?
With this ring, no contest.
Could I take her?
I know, that was the best one. 100%. Could I take her with that ring?
Would that be, like, just say, for example, it never happened. Just say if I ever cheated on someone, would you be like, could I take her? Like, would that be in your mind?
No, I think you'll find I'd be more like, where is she? I'm going to take her. Like, I mean,
but
like,
what if she didn't know, though?
Oh, well, then you're getting your thing cut off overnight. Like, I'm going to take you.
Yeah, I'd be in. I would just avoid you.
Yeah, you'd have to run and hide, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's never going
to
happen.
You've heard it here first, guys. I mean, look, send me to prison for a threat to kill, but I'm telling you now, you're dead.
It's never going to happen. Ever going to happen. And same for you, too.
Well, all right.
I see you eyeing off that bloody Sam Waterston, whatever his name is, in Law and Order.
No, it's not him. What's that cop's name? He's younger and better looking. Oh, Ray.
Ray. I say Ray Fenix. That's a wrestler that I watch in AEW.
Ray Curtis.
Curtis, that's the one.
Ronaldo. Yeah. Ronaldo. What's his name?
Ronaldo.
No, his full name. Yeah, his full name is like Ronaldo. Ronaldo in the
thing. In the show.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
Why they call him Ray. R E Y.
You're trying to play, be funny. Say Ronaldo.
No, but like, you know, that's why they call him Ray.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
That's, like, that's my dad's called Raymond, so they call him Ray.
Yeah, I would never
but
take
Ray.
But
this is Ray, R-E-Y.
I would never take Ray from Ronaldo.
No, that's, but it's Ronaldo, like R-E-Y-N-A-L-D.
Oh, Reynolds. Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yep. But moving then on. We get Roger telling Phoebe.
I don't know why people are tuning in to listen to this. This is just me and you just drilling down on some issues. Roger, like, how to spell Ronaldo.
Roger and Phoebe are at the at Central Perk, and she's got something to tell him, and he tells her to lay down. I was like, oh, what a douchebag.
I know.
And just the control factor, so he can stroke her hair. And she says that all her friends find him intense and creepy.
Well, I'm not at all surprised they feel that way.
You're not. See, that's why you're so great.
Actually, it's quite, you know, typical behavior when you have this kind of dysfunctional group dynamic. You know, this kind of codependent, emotionally stunted, sitting in your stupid coffee house with your stupid big cups, which I'm sorry, might as well have nipples on them. And you're all like, oh, define me, love me, I need love.
He's kind of calling out the show. Like, what he's saying is kind of true.
Yeah.
But, you know, we enjoy watching it.
But why? They're not dysfunctional. You know, they're just, you know, I get it. They're codependent in terms of, you know, their friendships are particularly close. And it's probably highly unlikely that 6 people would be, you know, single for as long as they are. Nobody moves away. You know, they all go to the same coffee house for 10 years.
Every day.
You know, that, okay, I get that. It's an exaggeration. But, like, I don't think that's dysfunctional, though. I just think it's a, you know, an exaggeration of real friendships.
I wouldn't say it's unrealistic. It's a very convenient setup.
Yeah.
Especially the
probably unrealistic. For real, right? I think it's unrealistic, yeah.
It's a giant. The most unrealistic aspect of this show for me, which you just got to forget about, is they're single, got no money. How do they afford these apartments?
That was addressed in that musical we went to, wasn't it? When they're like, sang a whole song about Monica's rent and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, how are they affording cups and cups of coffee a day? I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe coffee's not $5 wasn't $5 like it
maybe
is now,
they're getting a discount because Rachel works there. Doesn't matter. But now they're all having pizza. They're all hanging out, eating. And Joey's fine now. He's just like, come to terms with it. He's like, okay, well, Mum's happy, so why should I be unhappy? You know, at one point, you just got to realize, you know, you got to
let him go.
So, Joey, you okay?
Yeah, I guess. It's just, you know, they're parents. After a certain point, you got to let go. Even if you know better. Gotta let them make their own mistakes.
And just think, in a couple of years, we get to turn into them.
Oh, Jesus.
If I turn into my parents, I'll either be an alcoholic blonde chasing after 20-year-old boys, or I'll end up like my mom.
Hey, Peeps.
How's it going?
Okay. Except I broke up with Roger.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
No.
What happened? I don't know. I mean, he's a good person. And he can be really sweet. And in some ways, I think he is so right for me. It's just, I hate that guy.
In the closing credits, though, we got Joey going into Rachel's apartment to go and see her. Why is she going to see? Oh, because she's
she accidentally ran in on him. So he thinks he's finding Rachel, but
yes, and he sees Monica, and then
he does give her a nice little cute eyebrow raise at the end, though, which I think was quite sweet.
Because he looked at her, and then it's kind of seedy, though.
But it's men, isn't it? I mean, even, like I said, even Chandler's
face. If a friend of yours walked in to try and find one of your roommates naked and then walked in on your and saw your boobs and then.
It's very different. I've been married for 10 years. I mean, I can't say when I was 20.
And then walked in and be like, oh, nice boobs, and then ran out. Like, that'd be weird, right?
I mean, it depends who it was, but I'd probably be pretty chuffed with myself that they give me the eye raise.
Really?
Well, when I was 20, yeah, sure.
If a person walked in to see someone else naked and they just walked in on you in the shower, you wouldn't be mortified.
Well, yeah, a bit. But like I said, if they like what they see, I'd be like, oh, thanks. I mean, I'm not saying.
I tell you that every day, and you're just like, get out of here, fuck off. What are you looking at me for?
Do not.
True story. Not true. I walk in, I'm like, you're looking good, babe. You're like, what are you in here for? Give me 5 minutes.
No, jeez, that's
what are the kids
not
doing?
Fair.
Don't leave the kids alone. What are you doing? And I was like,
that's not fair. You're a big grope. You're a big.
I'm a big grope.
You're a toucher upper, and you can't keep your hands to yourself.
Jesus Christ, you define me as a fucking molester.
No, that's when I'm just like, yo, buddy. You've been in here 5 times now and you haven't kept your hands to yourself once. And I'm like, back the fuck off.
Anyway, so then Monica goes to see Joey naked and she walks in on Joey.
Big Joey, yeah.
Big Joey.
Hello, says, dear.
Hello, yeah. Dear. And that is the end of the one with the boobies. A very, very fun episode. I know I say it every single week, but I think the show's just getting better and better. And I do, as I said at the start of this podcast, I think the less of Ross made this even funnier. I just don't think this. I'm just not feeling Ross at the moment. I don't know. I think in the first couple of podcasts we did, I said he's the most relatable, but I just don't find it at the moment. I think he's the most mopey and mean spirited.
Well, he wasn't really mopey in this one. He was kind of like, oh no, like you've seen her boobies and I haven't. Kind of like that jealousy at the start. Like, what?
Yeah, but
what?
Again,
what? Tell me why. Why?
About,
why? Why? Why?
All
have you
about
seen boobies?
Him though. Like, it's, it just seems like he's just selfish and mean spirited. But I haven't seen enough of the show. I know you know the Ross that people go on to experience.
Oh, he's still pretty, you know, he has his moments, but I don't know. I think it's because I appreciate how well David Schwimmer, like, acted, and he's got some really great moments. Like, yeah, I mean, he's not right in all of these scenes, but there's some really cool, really fun moments where he acts just so well, and it's so funny.
Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, they get mail and stuff.
All right, it is time for some mailbag. Remember, if you have some questions for us, send them through to friendsmailbag@gmail.com. We would love to hear from each and every one of you, or we will be chucking up mailbag posts on our Twitter as well and on our Instagram @oneaboutfriends. Follow us, and you can check it for those posts. You can post your comment on there as well. These questions here come from our Patreon group, and Harrison McClure says, why are boobs so great? Why are boobs so great, Nicola?
Honestly, you're the best one to answer that. I mean, my boobs are pretty awesome because they've fed our kids and such wonderful things. But I manage to keep my hands off them most of the day. So you tell me why they're so great.
Well, Georgia Catherine here says, what's so fascinating about boobies? I'd love to hear Brendan and Nicola's debate this from different genders. I think that a guy's fascination with boobs comes from just the fact that I guess they're like the first thing that like feeds you when you're a kid. And it's got to be a weird thing like that, right?
Some kind of Freudian. Yeah, but why don't, I mean, okay, I was going to say, why don't girls love boobs? Obviously, there are a lot of girls that love boobs, but.
Plus, we're raised to think it's like a secret. Not a secret, like it's taboo to see a girl's boobs. That's just how, as a society, us, we are raised to think that you're not supposed to see a girl's boobs. So when you do, it's like, ooh, I'm not supposed to see that, but I have. But I can't explain what the fascination is with boobs.
I do acknowledge, you know, when they look good though, you know, like in a nice bra, and I go, oh yeah, they look all right. But like I prefer them in a bra, and I prefer just all right cleavage, or that looks good, or not too saggy today, fantastic. Whereas you're like sans bra, give me all the titties.
Pat Wright says, have either of you ever accidentally seen someone of the opposite sex naked? I have. It was a friend's mum. I'll tell that story in a minute.
Oh my god. Somebody like a friend opposite sex, a friend naked. No, No, not even my friends growing up. No, no.
Okay, well.
Like minimal clothing, but still clothes.
One of my best friends, Michael, when I was growing up. Not Michael Mead, a different Michael.
Oh.
It would have been maybe like grade 6-ish, because I remember we used to go to his house to play Pokemon Snap, so it would have been like 2000-ish, right? Anyway. Snap. I used to walk around and take photos of the Pokemon. That was the game. Nintendo 64.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought you meant Snap. Not the guy game.
No. Pokemon Snap on Nintendo 64. He had it. No, I didn't. I didn't have a 64. He did. Anyway, it would have been about that time. And I remember we were at the backyard playing soccer or something. And it was cricket. And he hit the ball over the fence. So he said, I've got another ball in my bedroom. Do you want to go grab it? And I said, yeah, sure. And I went into his bedroom. And it's a similar setup to my house at home. But anyway, so you have to go in through the back porch area. You turn left and you sort of like do like a U-bolt into his bedroom. So his bedroom was at the back of the house. And then it was like, so the back of the house, if you're looking at the back of the house, you got his bedroom window, the porch. Anyway, so I grabbed the ball and I'm walking out. And I remember I sort of stopped to go, oh, wait, is this the right ball? And I looked up and his mother was standing there completely naked, looking in the mirror at the end of the hall. I was like side on. So she was looking straight ahead for herself. But I was looking at her from like, a profile on the right, and she was just stark with just a towel on her head, and I was just for a second I had to process, what am I seeing here? Because I was like,
you're 12.
What's going on here? And then I remember she turned and looked at me, and she goes, Brandon, what are you doing? And I remember she ran into her bedroom, slammed the door. I went outside, threw the ball into the backyard, and Michael was like, where are you going?
Did I
was like,
go home.
I didn't say, he's like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing, and I just went home and like hid in my room. I didn't say anything, and then Michael was like, came to school next day and he goes, you walked in on my mum naked. I was like, I didn't walk in on her. She was just, no, she was in the hallway. Yeah. But she thought we were at the backyard playing. So she thought she was just free game. But she was just out
still
and about.
Still pretty risque. I don't think if my kids were playing in the backyard, I'd be up the hallway with no clothes on.
I'll never forget just bare ass running into her bedroom. I was like, what just happened?
Well, did she have a good body?
Oh, she had a banging body for a mum. Yeah, yeah.
A mum. Is that the standards we're up to these days?
But you know, when you're a kid and your friend's mum, you don't see them you don't look at them as attractive.
As a sex object, sexual object.
I was like 11 or 12 at the time, so even that, I wasn't really feeling like that. I was just like, okay, well, that just happened. I feel incredibly weird now. I'm going to go. I went home and mum says, I knew something because her name was Rebecca, the mother. Mm. And she goes, Rebecca came around and told me what happened yesterday. And I was like, I didn't mean it. She's like, no, it's okay. Rebecca knows you didn't mean it. She said she didn't mean to yell at you. She was just startled at the time. But she goes, I knew something was wrong because you were weird for the night. And I was like, it changed me.
I'm no longer innocent.
Yeah, so I didn't, that was me. I remember just being like 12 and going, that's his mum naked. I like froze. It was a weird experience. But anyway, we've got Roman J. Aardvark says, is it true that Jennifer Aniston just casually didn't wear a bra on lots of episodes of Friends? It looks that way.
I don't know, but I think there's a difference between a padded bra and just, you know, a very thin, maybe silk or lace or something like that. That wouldn't give you a lot of coverage. So.
Yeah, but...
couldn't say.
If her nipples are very evident.
I know.
In many episodes.
You've talked to me about this before.
It's almost like it became
it's
a running...
clearly something that you noticed.
But it's like it became a running gag for the show. So... can your nipples stick through your shirt like that if you're wearing a bra as well?
Yes, of course, depending on how... yeah, the bra is just a piece of material.
That'd be some serious nipples, right, to get through the bra and stick out that far still.
It'd be cold.
Yeah, but the other one's nipples aren't like that. It seems
to be true, I know. Yeah, maybe they're wearing a padded bra. No. Yeah. I know, it's interesting. I don't know. It could well be, but I also do think... I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's a couple of times there was no bra, but I think it's very obvious if there's no bra. They're a different shape when there's no bra. Like anybody's.
Talia Enriquez says, do you think the show would have used less childish language if it aired today to refer to breasts or penises or something more vulgar? Well, it was definitely at a time and...
I don't like pee-pee. I hope they would have said something else other than pee-pee.
Why?
I don't know. Like boobs is just, I don't know.
But they don't say boobs either. They say boobies.
I know.
Yeah. I don't think they would have. Maybe, because this was at a time when you still couldn't say things like... It was taboo to sort of talk about topics like this, even though that sounds silly now. It was. Even like when Seinfeld did a joke about masturbating, they didn't say the word masturbating at all. It was master of your domain and all that kind of stuff and all these different terms for it. So I think they probably would... It's just, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird one. It depends on the vibe of the show as well.
Yeah, I think that, if it aired today, I think if they're going with, you know, pretty much like-for-like script, I think they'd have to keep it reasonably light, but I don't know. I don't think they would use appropriate, I just don't think they could. I don't think it wouldn't be as funny.
No, I think the childish words makes it funnier.
Yeah.
It makes you go from saying, well, this is creepy to, oh, this is just childish humor fight there, having a bit of fun. I'll do a couple more questions here. Reese Roberts asked if I'm excited about Courtney Cox being in Scream 6. Well, I haven't seen the latest Scream, so I am no use to you there, Reese Roberts.
And I care not about the Scream movies, to be honest. I've seen all.
I love the original Scream, so I'm excited to check out the latest ones. I've heard it's very, very good.
I think I stomped all over Brendan's comment then. I was like, I care not for Scream. He's like, yeah, I've seen it, and I appreciate the next one.
And this one here comes from our Twitter follower, Seth Bullock. He says, boobies or bum?
Oh.
It's okay for you to comment on this as well. Are you a boobies or a bum? Do you think if you were going to sway the other way, what would attract you more?
I reckon bum. Yeah. Bum? Yeah, because I like your bum.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never told me that.
Oh, what do you mean? I squeeze it all the time.
You don't tell me that, though.
I think
you're
my
a groper,
are
but you're
evident.
Not a teller.
Oh, no. No, I think bum. I think yeah, that's pretty transferable. Like, I can appreciate a good body. But, like, boobs don't do it for me. I'm pretty straight.
Okay. I'm definitely a boobs guy. Well, I did respond saying one or both.
¿Por qué no los dos?
But I've never been a bum guy. I've always definitely been a booby guy.
Hmm.
I surprise you. But this has been
say nothing.
This has been our review of The One with the Boobies. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. As we said, we do appreciate all of your support. Don't forget to continue to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and follow us across all the social medias at One About Friends, all one word. And if you have a question for us, chuck it in the mailbag, send it through to friendsmailbag@gmail.com. We'll be getting to all of the questions in the coming weeks. And don't forget to also, if you're going to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, we will read that out as well. So don't just chuck us 5 stars, leave us some nice words, and we'll read that out on the show in the next few weeks as well. The next episode of The One About Friends, we're going to be tackling The One with the Candy Hearts. Is that a good one, Nicola?
It's not one of my favourites.
Oh,
no.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll soon see. The One with the Candy Hearts is
It's all right. Yeah, there's some funny moments, but...
It's going to be the next episode here on The One About Friends. Like I said, if you do enjoy everything we do here, you can check out our other shows we do here on the Four Finger Discount Network as well. Talking Seinfeld, Four Finger Discount, The Simpsons Show, Going Down to South Park, and exclusively on our Patreon channel, we do Tales of Futurama and The Movie Guys, where we review some classic films from the 90s. And this month, we did The Sandlot Kids, one of my favourite movies of all time. So that was a good fun going back and revisiting that. You can find that all at patreon.com/fourfingerdiscount for as little as one single dollar you do, where you also get access to our exclusive Facebook community where you get to banter with Nicola, Guy, and myself on a daily basis. You get entered into prize draws each month, Zoom chats with Guy, myself, and Nicola every month as well, and much, much more, or for as low as one single dollar. All of the support goes a long way. Or if you don't want to become a patron, that's perfectly fine as well. We also take donations via PayPal. fourfingerdiscount@outlook.com is our PayPal email, fourfingerdiscount@outlook.com. $5 or more will get you a shout out on the show as well. All right, Nicola, this has been The One with the Boobies. The next episode is The One with the Candy Hearts. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this week.
Thanks.
Very precarious there on the chair. You got your legs up. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just need to move from the position.
Sore back?
I don't know. I get ants in my pants. I just can't sit still.
In my pants.
I can't sit still. If I sit in the same position, I don't know. I'm just testing it out.
Just excited to get out of here.
I am wearing my friend's merch, though. Brennan bought me a t-shirt for Christmas, which wasn't a Christmas. I got lots of Christmas t-shirts. I'm sorry, a little side story. But use like the most t-shirts. I actually just want to wear them all the time. So I might end up just wearing Christmas friends Christmas t-shirts forevermore.
That's good.
But this is a non-Christmas one, which I thought was quite fun.
Just says friends. Also writing in her friend's notebook that I got her for Christmas.
Mm.
But like I said, the next episode is The One with the Candy Hearts. Thank you so much, Nicola.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Ta-ta.
Bye.